Shleishin and Kedem Achag, you already start learning the Minyanim of the Yontif, because the Oiris of the Yontif, already Shaykhis, anything that Shaykhis already 30 days before the Yontif is already the Oiris of the Yontif, already there. Really, the Shleishin and Kedem Achag starts on Purim. That's why I saw once the Goyim. The Goyim says, Or la abar asa, boikin li or aner, means the Or la abar asa, already on the 14th of Adar, it's already starting the boikin li or aner, they start the Nyanam of Pesach. So in the Rishonim, you find a very big machloikis, if there's a bracha on the bittel of chametz. There's a bracha, do you make a bracha? Now, Badika, we know we make a bracha on beer chametz. We never make a bracha on the Badika lane. That the Rishonim say is because the bedika is the aschala to the beer. Avad the tach is to get to the beer. So we bow that's the aschala, so you already make a bracha of al beer chametz. But what about on bittel alein? Bittel alein, we know that halacha is that a person is supposed to be mevat the chametz, but if let's say especially he can't make bedika, he's away from his house, he can't make bedika, there's a din that should be mevat the chametz, but so the shaila is, do you make a bracha? So the tour brings down a machlokes in the Rishonim. He said like this in the first page on Pedrayan, Vim Shakach Vali Badak Yivatuk Shia Pesach. Vinyin Habracha Kasa Baruch Kasa Balayiter. Imhu Yedea Shiashli Chametz Yivarech Albutta Chametz. Vim Lavla Yivarech Zag the Balayiter that if a person knows that he has Chametz in his house, he should make a bracha and Vimavata Balibay. If he doesn't know, he says Al Yivarech. You don't make a bracha. Why? Because he says, so we don't make a bracha al machshav asalav. Now, before we handle the shitas of Yishayinim, the Balayitar, that says you do make a bracha, what's the say the machlokes between the Tor and the Balayiter? Let's first handle a little the shita of the Tor. The Tor says you don't make a bracha on something that's tali b'libay. Zog the Beis Yosef in on page test. The Torah says, why do we make a bracha? Why don't we make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz Alein? Zokter, because the Iker, Bittel, is believed. So he says, why don't we make a bracha on the Bedikas Alein? It's like we said, because the Bedikas is only Heksha Mitzvah for the Bittel and the beer. So why don't we make a bracha on the bittel, v'im toima, v'yivarech al bittel chametz, v'yashleim mishon the bittel I believe, v'yivarech al dvarim shebelev. You don't make a bracha on dvarim shebelev. V'yid yashleim ar, the bechlam beer yesh in the bittel, v'yim bechal lashem bittel beer. Because in beer is nechal bittel, so memela, we make a bracha al beer, we don't make a bracha al bittel. It would sound like according to this reason, that there would be an Indian to make a bracha on bittel. But because bechlam beer is bittel, so mainly we only made a bracha on the beer and not on the bittel. What? Right. Right. Now, there's a very famous shtickle from Kiveger in a few chuvis that he asked the kasha like this. It's a Grada Agav, there's an interesting lashon of a Kiveger, it's kedai to see it, wow, it's beautiful. It's in Simen Chav Tes. There's a Chuvas of Kiveger where they ask the Shaila from Reb Shayapik. That Lamaisa, we make a bracha on Hafrashas Chuma, even though you mafrishim b'machshava. You know Chuma, you mafrish b'machshava. So take a look just in the beginning of the Chuva in Simen Chav Tes on page Yitches. He He says over there, Oshayla, they were sitting together. Kivegi writes to his Talmud that they were sitting together. They couldn't go to his chasana. So he said, we made a simchas. This is where the thing called Sudas of Kiveger. If you can't go to somebody's simcha, you should make your own Suda. But you see the Nasius oil and the shtakfos that Kiveger had, he writes like this. Avdina yoyim ativel rabbanim. Hayoyim yoyim hamugval lafreincha ben achoisi chavivi kilvavi. Asher kave ki imali hayoyim kashanoyed. Chach meir poi kula mefagrim v'choygim b'hayoyim. He says the whole city is celebrating your day. Kulam kriyim v'holchim kohilich b'chalil ba'azuz avascha alecha. Ala mishter asisi lehem kulonu smechim b'simchaschem oichlem v'shoysim chamre v'chay elecha ben achosim. Gilis levavi misais misasasi v'simchasi. So he says, I'm being megala my tremendous simcha that I have for you. See the sashtatfas. And he says, Va'ata, at the end, okay, go through the whole thing about the Shidduch, I was so happy for him. Anachno yisim toidom, hal nashem, ki hippo chavilcha, b'ne'imim, l'kachzcha, ishiz ba'alei kizayis. And then he said like this, Va'ata b'ni tzur levavi, bal echtom michtiv l'cha, b'ma'ad asaknu, b'moshe v'asuda. So now I'm going to write to you what we were being oisik in the Suda. And then he goes on to speak to him about the whole shayla of Ksiba Kediber. If you say Ksiba Kediber now. Now he goes at the end of the tshuva. So on page Chaf Aleph. Ulam, Mashikasav, Mechutin Agoyin, Lefakve, Beikir Adin, Shikasav, Beis Yosef, Leiniskim Brach, Alvarim Shabalev. Mahi de Tshuma, De Chsiv, Venichshav, Vekaimel, Noisin, Eiv, Makshava, Mahani, Vafilachim, Mavarchan, Afrasha. In fact, that kasha, the lechayir, the Beis Yosef, Shalangavek, Yisoyid, that you don't make a bracha, machshava, and we know you can be mafresh chuma b'machshava, and you make a bracha. So, on this kasha, Reb Kiva Eger himself, in a different tshuva, it's brought down on page Yod, this is tshuva lamed. So, Ufilis daiti b'lavachi le'kashamidi. So on page Yud Aleph. Kivan the shayrish in the afrasha who maisa lilakayim. After ata inoisa maisa. Zakim kivegi yisoy. The vibal te ikir yisoy of afrasha's chuma is not the maisa afrasha. It's the afrasha in order to give it to the kayin. So even though, what?
It's the same thing
in the Chaf Aleph. It has the same title, it's in the Chaf Aleph. Well, yeah, he brings down this. Yeah, okay, we'll get to that. I'm saying the reason why I went back to there because over here he says two terutzim. Okay, yeah, nechidam. So he says like this: the kiva the shayish inyan frosh have a ma'isa lilikoy. Asha atin yo isa ma'isa makom makoy mechshafti v'kreiv shem chuma shesoyfi lovi de ma'isa mikri ma'isa. Zokter davi balt beikrit in order to give it. So meilo da frosh is to lead to a maisa. So even that frosh itself is nichshav like a maisa. It's a schal of the maisa. So meilo, that's why you can make a bracha. In the other tshuvan, similar medat and chavtes, over there he wants to say nachateretz. The shaftili that Toisa says that the only time machshava helps it's only by the mai. And mashein kain but mashein kain. By Chuma Deraisa, the Rabbanon were Mesakin to make a Maisa Hafrasha with a Dibur. Mela, they were Mesakin, then Mela, they were able to be Mesakin a Bracha. So, why? So, what? So, yeah. So he says, the Shakti, the Loisin, the Loisin, the Loisin, the Loisin, the Loisin, ובאמס over there, אין חם, you don't make a bracha. וגבי תבל, לידו במחשב, וכניס מנוחי, ואפילוכי מברכן, נעם בלכה שמידי. So he wants to say only by tevel or by demai. Only by demai, that's where you said you don't need a dibur. But by regular, you need a dibur. And I'm saying, Mazaman's mazber. That the reason why regularly you need a dibur is, אין חנמי, really, because Rabbana wanted us to have a bracha. So memela, they're masakin by regularly with a bracha in order, to have a dibur in order to have a bracha. Lamaisa, there's noch a kasha. And the kasha is of a bichsa Torah. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that you don't make, on here you don't make a bracha. That's the famous shita of the Mechaber, that by here, bichsa Torah, you don't make a bracha. The Goyin's chaylik, and the Goyin says, even by Torah, behirer, you make a bracha. So Achreinim asked, that l'chayra, the way the Prima Golem's taka mad, the shita of the Mechaber, that what's the reason why you don't make a bracha, bichsa Torah, by here, is because l'maisa, the Beis Yosef says, on a mitzvah you do behirer, you don't make a bracha. Oh, you're saying every time you should not be, you should never make a bracha. Because you can always do a mitzvah, Right. Unless you say like this, that by Torah itself, avadam. What? Oh, so there's not a teretz in Achreinim. Okay, right. So Stipler wants to say this teretz, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they want to say that the famous sheet of the Ramban, that the Ramban says, that bichsa teirah is bichsa shevach, it's not bichsa mitzvahs. So memela, they want to be mechalik that any the Beis Yosef is only talking about when can you make a bracha on a machshava is only when it's the mitzvah of the machshava. But if and the bracha is a bichsa mitzvah, so bichsa mitzvahs on Sunday it's not a ma'isa. Chazal won't have a masak in a bracha, but bichsa shevach, which is everything's totally in the leif. So then avada, you could. Avada on such a bichsa shach, you could make a bracha. The Achreinim ask on that the goyin is mashma, that the reason why he held you should make a bracha in machshava, because this time is, alachrei avadi mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even with the machshava, it sounds like from the goyin, that's the way the Beis Halevi, Reb Shach, that the goyin held that the yisoid of the bracha of why you make a behirer is because, and the chenami of the mitzvah of the kim of Talmud Torah, avad even had a machshava. So in the middle of the goyin had a kasha that you should make a bracha. Before we get back to this kasha in bichsa Torah, just wanted to say one more chilek. That's the some of the achreinim want to say that ken zayin that bittel chametz is taka andrish than every other machshava. Every other machshava, b'yisoid, this is what Kiv Eger writes in Tshuvas. It's based on Kiv Eger. This is the way the Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver wants to say the Torah. It's based on this of Kiv Eger that by bittel chametz, Kiv Eger speaks about. If let's say somebody spoke out, he wants to be mevatel b'chametz, but in his heart he doesn't really have kavanah to be mevatel. Zakim Kiv Eger. That the ganzi yisoid of bittel chametz is taka hakol tali b'libay. It's not tali in the dibur. L'mashal, regularly we say dvarim shebelev in the dvarim. At first it has a dibur, and b'libay is not mecham for that. We say dvarim shebelev in the dvarim. But zakim kiveiger by bittel chametz, everything's tali in if he's mevata b'libay karfa b'alma. Zakim kiveiger in tshuvas chav gimel. It's brought down on page Chaf Gimel. In Bedaita ein a kain, ein habitel klum. So he says that if you're not mevata b'libay, sinish kem bitel at all. So memela, they want to say that maybe that's pshat in the Beis Yosef. That the Beis Yosef that said that bitel chametz, you don't make a bracha on because it's tali b'libay. Means avad it's chalik. If you have something that's tali in dibur or tali in makshava, it's avad it's masak in a bracha. Sai b'libay, sai b'makshavta. Masha'en kain, by bitel chametz, where the whole thing is tali b'libay, it's not tali b'chlal in dibur, on such a chavta, which is tali g'lagami b'libay, they weren't masak in a bracha. Now, on the kasha of what's taka devar in the sheet of the Bala Yitter says you do make a bracha. So if you look in on page Zayin, you look in the Chidush HaGoyis on the bottom of the Torah, in Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel in the Chidushim Vagos. Ratzel Loimar. That Tur L'Taimei Ozo. It's on page 9. That Tur L'Taimei Ozo. K'mash Chasa El B'Sim in Tav Ramen Aleph. The Bebitol Halei Sagi. V'cheinu Pashto the Gemara. V'per Kol Shah. K'abei Chomet Shinof Lama Pailas. Dom Rev Chizda. V'tzarech Shivata B'Liboy. Aval Kvar Efshir S'Nesov Elele Bala Yiter. K'mash Chasa Shamaran. The command of Amar, the believe lav dafka. El loimar, the in sarich lashmi loznoi. Avot sarich shioitzi misvasav, the dvarm shabalev in the dvarm. Uchin kazabal eater shimidish, shichamitzi varcha bitta chamitz. Zakte b'shein the mahar of lach, that maybe the balayiter went with the sheet of the ran, that the ran says that, the Gemara says, yavad to believe, it doesn't lav dafka, avad, you have to speak it out. You have to have a deeper. You have to have the deeper, some amela, he held. That you can make a bracha. Then once it's totally a dibur, that you need a dibur. So then he held that you can make a bracha. Lamaisa, I saw another teretz in the Yerucha Mayadim. He wants to make a tli azay. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. How does bittel chametz work? Now before we get to this machlokes in the Rishonim, just want to speak out that the Rav David Rappaport, the Tzemach David. He said, Nacha Teret to the Shadow of Kivega. Kivega had a kasha on the Beis Yosef from Truma. Right? The Beis Yosef says, and Tur says, that a bracha that's tali b'lei, a mitzvah is tali b'libay, there's no bracha. Fregi the Risha Achreinim, a kasha from Truma. Zok Teret, that's chaluk, what the Yisoid of the Lev is. If the Lev is just creating a bittol, it's just a hashvasa, it's a bittol, so there's no real Chalois. So Memela, all it's a whole part is that you machshava like offer. Nothing's changing. There's no sham that's being chal on the dover. So there, machshava doesn't have a chashivas enough that chazal will be masak in a bracha. Masha'in came by Truma, the machshava itself shafs the chalois. It's shafing in it a chalois Truma. So Memela, avada on such a dach, you can make a bracha. Zog d'azim, that l'chayram, in the Rishonim itself, you find a tremendous machlokes, what's the din of bittel? Tosfos and Avdalam Abay says, that the yisoid of bittel is, that you're being mafker. Just like hefker works, you're taking it out of your rishos, you're being mafker. So l'chayram zog tosfos, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that bittel works. Avada, if you're mafker, you're chametz, but for basic, you don't have rishos anymore. So mabela, avada becomes hefker. Oibazoi, Kenzain, according to Tosfos, it's Pasha, there wouldn't be a bracha. You don't have to come on to Beis Yosef, you don't have to come on to anything. It's Pasha, there's no bracha, because there's no real mitzvah. The whole part is, Tosfos is saying it's not Gzeis HaKasev. The whole part is you have to make sure not to have chametz in your rishos. If you mafker it, it's a chedimtza to make sure you don't have any chametz in your rishos. Masha'enkein Rashi. Rashi says that bittel believe that bittel works, as the din of Tashbisu. The din of Tashbisu is mechadish. The bittel, when you're machshav, it like offer, it's chaladim bittel. Now the Ran says, anayi chiddush, that even though it works mitam hefker, so frek the Ran, how could it work, lamaisa, you don't have a dibur. Hefker belev is not a good hefker. So the Ran, the vibalt, it's shloishit varm asakasim bishoscha, sheini bishoscha, asakasakil bishoscha, so it's not really in your bishos, it's not really going to be in your bishos. So mamela, even a shvacha hefka works. But the Ran sounds like, when he fears ois, he sounds like he's coming to the Yenid Gzei Sarkasev to tell me that such a thing could work to be mafkir the Shem Chametz. I guess because the shvacha hefka, so the Torah is mechadish, that even when it's just belayed, that's already enough to do hashvasa. Memela, the Ran doesn't say Yenigim Sarkasev. The Ran doesn't really speak out Yenigim Sarkasev. The Beis Meir is the one who says that according to the Ran, Avada Yenigim Sarkasev be Mechadish such a bittel.
According to the Ran?
Yeah. So it sounds like if you learn out Yenigim Sarkasev, it sounds like it would be Nichla somehow in the parasha of Tashbisa. That is a key in my mitzvah. So Memela, Zok the Tzemach David. If you go with Rashi, there's no loy taisis, l'chayra, it's a regular hefker. And it could be you need a dibur for it. Shai if you need a dibur, but Akal Panim, it's a regular hefker, so it's not nichal on the mitzvah, so Mamila, Avanda, you don't make a bracha. According to Rashi, Rashi Taka learns up that it's a nai chiddush in tashbisu, it's a bit of belief, and a bit of works, but Mamila, you could say the Beis Yosef held on a zasad zach, you don't make a bracha, and you don't have the teretz that's daimit the chuma, because no chaloi is happening to it. It's just a hashmasa that you mash it, you mash it v'kafir b'lit. But according to the Ran saying there is a chalois hefker happening to be chal on the chametz. Now, in the chalois hefker, can zayin that the Balaiter held that because this a chalois happening with your machshava, so then it would be more doim at the chuma, and then it would take a pass to have a bracha on the mice, on the bit of belief. Why? Because it is something transforming and happening to the chametz with the maisa of the bit of belief. And the mele would pass to have a bracha. It would be nichshav like a maisa, more doim to a maisa. So then it would be possible taka to make a bracha on the bittel. But al kapanim, you see from the Marabach, the Yizichah didn't go like that. Marabach just held that avad that the Baal Ita went pashit. The Baal Ita's maskim called kuloi to this yisoy, that anything that doesn't need a dibur, you don't have to make a bracha. And he's being mechalik that over here the Baal Ita taka held like the Shita Sar Yishayim that held that for bittel you taka need a dibur, and because you need a dibur, memelo he held that you make a bracha. But kapanim comes out as that we have a grace of machlekes in the Rishayim if bittel needs if bittel chametz needs a bracha, or you can have a bracha, and the Baal Ita taka held that you do make a bracha, and the Tor held that you don't make a bracha. Okay, next week we'll see Vayit and Yoni Pesach. See you after the Shmaya.